And you all had gas masks?
Oh, yes. Yeah, she hosted a gas mask drill at school.
Yeah. And was that frightening? How did you feel about the gas masks?
Oh, they were a joke, weren't they? I mean, they used to make such funny noises where you could sort of... as you blew out, it sort of fired flat against the side of your face. No, they were a joke. Half the time, you didn't carry them anyway.
Really?
I mean, you did at first. You had to take them to school and you got told off if you didn't take your gas mask.
Yeah.
But as time went on, you didn't worry about them all that much, not really.
Mm. Did you experience any air raids?
Oh, yes.
Bombing in
Chichester? Yes, they bombed Tangmere, didn't they, quite a lot. And they bombed Tangmere. They had a bomb in Basin Road. There was one behind where Wolves was. Yeah, we did have a few bombs here.
Right. And what happened when the siren went and normally to you?
Well, when it first started, we used to go to the air raid shelters, which were the other side of the playing field. So it took several minutes to get everybody down in the shelters.
Yes.
But then it kept on going and nothing was happening. So in the end, I think you were just aware that something was going on and you had to dive under your desk if the worst happened.
Yes.
All the windows were all plastered up with, with packing tape, the thick, the brown stuff. All the windows were crisscrossed with tape to sort of negate flying glass.
Yes.
Actually, when I went back to London and we had a rocket, it didn't stop it. The flying glass, it was a dreadful thing because it impinges on all it fragments, and it was getting glass out of the furniture for ages afterwards, although the windows were all strapped up.
Really?
But it did help.
Yeah.
It did help.